Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here she is, Susan K. Jones. Do we have a specific
Susie
open?
Jones knows many things.
What?
She's
got an answer for everything.
While you mash the two.
Call a text, you want to get
it. Did it last time you did this, too.
Did you?
Just her.
Knowledge won't cost a dime. Up now on the Chad Hartman Show. This is Ask Susie Jones. Anything, let's go.
I will argue to my dying breath the best thing on this radio station. And I mean it on my children's lives.
Oh, my God.
Okay, are Dave's opens?
All of your children?
Yeah.
Hunter and Griffin. I'm not putting
don't,
Q in.
Don't
I'm not putting Abbott. That's not my favorite. Okay,
right,
let's.
Right,
you know,
right.
I got, you know. Fight hard, Hunt and Griff. But no, your opens are just absolutely brilliant. Susie's here right at the start.
Yeah.
We decided to shake things up. We never let Adam participate and ask Adam anything at the start. We're allowing you,
thank you,
that opportunity. How? First of all, how cold are you? You got a turtleneck on? You got a coat on?
I have been sick. And even my own people, my sister said, are you really sick? Can you go over to help mom? Are you really sick? Like, yes.
Which sister was that?
Kelly.
We don't care for Kelly, do we?
Well, Kelly likes to boss people around.
Yeah.
She does.
Can't imagine.
Sounds like her sister.
Can't imagine anybody else in the family who has that
trait.
We're
all kind of bossy, to be
honest. Oh, my God.
Comes from the queen, though, Kay Jones.
Yes.
95 in March.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We better have some sort of celebration.
We should. She'd hate it.
Can we have her on that day?
Oh, she might, but she can't hear very well on the phone.
I've never talked to somebody in their 90s who can't hear very well. I have no experience.
Oh, Lord, funny. You absolutely know that intimately. Man.
I know your mom intimately? Whoa, what a
well,
breakthrough
you know,
that was.
You know the experience.
March what?
9th.
March 9th?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We just got to keep her upright till then.
Okay, let's
put
go.
Her back.
First question, does size matter? That's the first question.
Right out of the gates.
Right there. Now, that could mean a lot of things, Susan. You don't have to go to the gutter with this.
I don't have to.
You don't have. If you want to, you can. If you want to take it somewhere else, does size matter? Where in life? Oh, let's paraphrase it this way, Dave. Where in life does size especially matter for Susie Jones?
You want me to answer, or do you guys want to contemplate it?
No. Normally, when I say it's ask Susie anything, and then I say Susie. Where does size matter? I think that's like, is that
do I do that a lot with you?
Two indications. Because I know sometimes I'll ask you a question.
You do that
I'm
a lot.
Looking right at you. There are three of us in the room. And you go, you talking to me? Like you're De Niro in Taxi Driver. You talking to me?
In
fact, can we get that, Dave, the
that's
next time?
Because
you know she's going to do it. Before the end of the week, when I'm looking right at her, and we're like 7-8 minutes into a conversation, and she goes, talking to me? No, I'm talking to the ghost of Charlie Boone. That's
oh
who
my God.
I'm talking to.
I think it matters when it's a slice of cake.
Mm-hmm.
I think it matters when it's
a paycheck.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the age-old, what it really means, does and doesn't. I've had different experiences.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it doesn't or when it's less, there's more other places.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's not necessarily you're out the door. Although, if you ever saw Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Yes.
There's a scene in there.
It's great. It's the John Cena is in it.
Yes.
The LeBron James is in it.
It is a funny.
And
it's raunchy.
As we found out, Cena's a damn good actor.
He is.
I'm not kidding. And LeBron actually was good in
very
the movie.
Very funny.
And I'm kind of shocked he hasn't been in a few more things.
And he was great, you know, as the cheapskate.
Yes.
Never bringing his check.
Yes. Size matters with the firemen. They sit in the building to save me, a texter says. Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't want the 5'3", 140-pound guy.
You want the big guy.
You want the big guy.
You want the 6'3".
Yeah, the 6'3". You know what you want? You want Donald Trump. 6'3", 215 pounds.
If he had to save me out of a burning building, holy cow.
He's 6'3", 215. That's what his physical said.
I know, but I don't trust his strength.
Well, first of all, I don't trust any of that because he's not 6'3". Because you see him stand next to people who are 6'3", and he's closer to...
Does he say he's 6'3"?
Yeah, he's physical. 6'3", 250, what are you, 240? I don't know. Listen, the energy is still there outside of what he... Listen, who wouldn't nap if everybody's just going around them? You're amazing. You're great.
Oh, just take a nap.
You're amazing.
Because if you're feeling good, like, man, I don't have to do anything. I'm just go have a snooze.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people, Dave, he was kind of meditating.
Yes. Well, the cabinet meetings, they got to be boring.
They are boring.
Especially when you get down to those departments. Those
exactly.
Ones you don't even
First
know.
Of all, he doesn't even know five of those people are.
He knows the girls, Bondi and Noam.
Christy. Tulsi, he knows. We don't really see Tulsi much. Let's be honest. Tulsi, I was the labor secretary, a female, Dave, and we both almost at the same time. He has no idea
who she is.
Who that person
I saw.
Is.
She's little.
Yeah. Okay, did you steal something recently?
No, I haven't recently because I have.
How far is recently for you? When's the last time you stole something?
6 months, 3 months.
Okay, that's, I guess.
It's
that
just
counts
so,
as recent.
I think that's recently.
I just have something's wrong with me. That's
well, we've all known that.
I know.
Okay.
I truly,
Which
no,
is
but
why...
you joke about it. I think there might be a serious chink in my chain.
Okay.
I do. I just watched that show yesterday while I was sick. The Beast in Me.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yes.
Yikes.
Did you watch all eight?
All eight.
Oh, yeah.
What else was I doing?
Matthew Reese, phenomenal. Are you on the TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you this woman who's imitating Claire Danes in every single role she plays, where she's just panicked and over the top. It is a brilliant impression.
Her lip.
Yeah. He's mean. He's villainous. He is awful, and he is great. I give it a B+.
Okay.
I'm finally watching Task, was The Darling in the summer, and wow, is it good.
Okay. Good
really, thing. I mean, better than The Beast in Me.
Okay.
Really, really good. But so, The Beast in Me showed that what, you're a murderer?
No,
Dave, is that the revelation that Susie Jones has just made with us?
I'd like to hear a little more about this.
I am saying... that I have an innate desire to fight, to be rageful. And
yeah.
I think it's my childhood. I think I'm actually going to have therapy on the air with you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm here.
I had a childhood, as you know. We all had different childhoods.
Oh, yeah.
But
sure.
I had rage growing up because rage was in the house. So,
yep.
Who
was the most rageful in the house?
My dad.
Your dad.
Yep. Hands down. He's dead. God bless him. I love him. We all forgave him. But when you live with that kind of... My old man used to wake up pissed off.
Yeah.
You'd come out
That's
the door.
That's tough to be around
it
all the time.
It is. One time I made a freaking birthday cake for him. Beautiful cake for his birthday, December 6th, 1930.
Yep.
Walks out of the bedroom and goes, ah! And then he said a word. Bah, bah. And then he went back to bed.
No gratitude whatsoever.
But, you know.
Did that, were you
see, now we're
so
doing,
used to it?
I think
or
so.
Were you hurt by it still?
No. I think I, here's what happens when you live in a family like that, right?
Yep.
You flip the switch. You don't need anybody. You don't want anything from anybody because everybody disappoints you. So you just stay in your lane and shut your mouth and try not to poke the bear. Now, I'm a wonderful person. I'm funny. And I'm not as funny as Ray Romano. But Ray Romano said in a... wait a minute.
How in the hell did we get...
not as funny as... Everyone loves Raymond. Everybody loves
Raymond. I'm funny. I'm not as funny as Ray Romano.
Ray
right?
Romano okay. said once,
yeah.
If my mom would have hugged me one time, I wouldn't be here where I am today.
Yeah.
I think that out of tumult and confusion and rage,
yeah.
people find ways to cope. Sometimes they steal. Sometimes they yeah. act out in different ways. I'm funny, I think, because of my lunacy that I grew up. You know what they called me besides Boozer growing up?
Yeah, first of all, that's a terrible...
Let me just finish. Yeah. Loony Susie. My sisters used to work me up into a frenzy. They'd poke me and pull my hair. Next thing you know, I'm screaming on the floor. Blah, 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 blah. And my old man come in, whap, to me after my sisters...
You're getting beat, and then he smacks you?
He smacks me for having a loony after my sisters incited the madness. So this is what happens to a human being.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I'm not alone. You think I'm the first person in this WCCO family of ours and listening audience that hasn't... There's a lot of people that had that childhood. A lot.
Well, all of us have a very...
Varying degrees.
Mean, I basically had a mother stop raising me at 8.
Right?
Yeah, I mean...
So
just,
what do you do with that as a kid?
Well...
You go to therapy.
Or you just...
Suck it up.
Suck it up, right? I mean, for me, my sister, who's 6 years older than me, because we went through some of these stories Thanksgiving, like, well, she sold me for not that much money at 12. I'm not making it up.
I know you're not.
I'm not. She said, I'm done. I want to go to California. And then my father, who, God love him, but, and he loved me. He was obsessed with me, right? But we couldn't have the real personal conversation. He just didn't have that in him, right? And so, yeah, for sure. And
it, neither did my old man. When he was dying, I was sort of like, hey, do you want to let go of some of this? Or was it then? No, because I think he did kind of soften when he was dying. He had cancer in 2005. But when I quit drinking,
yeah,
I said, hey, I'm going to AA. I said, you should go to AA. Maybe we could go together.
Did he keep drinking until the end?
No, he quit when I quit, but never opened the door. And I said, well, why don't you open the door and take a look, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you.
Right.
His old man was 10 times meaner to him than he was to me.
Is that why?
That's the generation. Sure,
okay.
You learn how to hit people. You see it. And
or
you
learn to do the opposite.
You do. You can jump in.
Right.
And I did not hit my kids.
Good.
Once I did when Ben had matches in the front seat of the car, but that was kind of my bad because I was smoking and I left my matches on the front seat of the car.
Wait, what was it? Was he just holding the matches? Or
yeah,
was
it was a summer day. He was like 2 and I went, point being,
you shouldn't have done
all,
that, right?
I totally take responsibility.
Yeah.
The point is, here's my favorite line.
Yeah.
We're all just doing the best we can with what we
Everybody's
got.
Everybody's got their something.
Everybody's got their something.
I think somebody might
I
start a show with them.
I did not mean to hijack
yeah.
this segment with a serious tone. But
no. I have no problem.
You want to ask me something? Ask me something.
Yeah. Let's
I'll tell
go.
You, I am very honest, as you well know.
Yes, you are.
So if you want
to We like to be an extraordinarily transparent show.
I am.
And that's part of the reason why
Does anyone have any questions for me?
We got plenty. Somebody, including listening to this commentary from you, says we should date.
Because they had the same childhood?
Maybe, or maybe not. What if you just went out with this person? This person who texts right now.
Yeah.
Tonight, you meet for happy hour.
But I'm sick. I got a cold. I'm cold. I'm hot. My throat hurts. My head hurts. I want to go home tonight. I told Lindsay. I'm
later this week. Just spur them on.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay.
You text him back.
Text her If you really want to date Susie, you text back right now. I want this person to show the initiative.
You got balls. You want to do it. Go ahead.
Let's go. Let's pause. We're incredibly late. It's 23 past 12. I'm never late to start the day. If I'm home, I might have to go on a secret mission later this week. But if I'm home, I go whenever I get up. I go to that Connecticut drinking water system and start drinking it, and it's tremendous every single day. Anytime you have water here in this building, you're rolling the dice. It's a complete dump. Please, somehow, get us out of this building. Please, please, please get us out of this building. At home, because I believe in Aquarius Home Services and AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. First purchase a home in 1993. Susie, when did you first buy a house?
2001.
Okay. 2001. Are you still in that house now?
Yes.
You are? Well, that's.
I have Connecticut drinking water system.
Beautiful.
Good people.
They're really good people. You can also get a water softer from them. They can help you out with your utility room. But right now, save up to 25% with the Connecticut drinking water system. Track them down now. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rod announced today he will be at the State Fair. I think the headline says something about two legends. Am I right? I saw that somewhere because it's Rod and Richard Marx. Richard, I like a couple of your songs. You've aged very well, but get the hell out of here. You're not a legend. Come on. And as someone who enjoys a number of Rod Stewart songs, I saw a clip of him a couple weeks ago. It's not good. Aging.
He's 80, isn't he?
Yeah. How? He's in his 80s, I think. It did not, it was not good. Best concert Susie Jones has ever attended.
Roddy is 80, by the way.
8-0. So he's out there rocking. Bravo. And
it's funny, though. Does he need the money? No. Why is he doing it? What's the drive?
Yeah.
Loves it. He loves it. Yeah. We wouldn't want to come to the fair at age 80.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Rock out the grandstand.
Pushy cart.
Yeah. Rod has had a heck of a life.
I got to tell you, Chad Hartman, I was just going to call you Adam. Gosh.
That's a line.
I am not a massive concert goer. So
yeah.
My memorable concerts are usually when I was completely screwed up. Like, like I went to see Santana, but I was so.
Yeah.
And so I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire in 76. That was fun at the St. Paul Civic Center when they
came out. But like the last 5 years or so.
I don't know.
Well, you were going to go to Maroon 5. And
I
then
didn't.
You did not.
Mm-mm. I like shows. I mean, I went to Phantom of the Opera, but I'm not a big go to U.S. Bank Stadium or.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I saw Kenny Chesney at the Target Center outside in the summer, but that was
part Target Field.
Yeah.
Right.
10 years ago.
I did see Kenny Chesney one time. Might have had some fun before. Saw about four songs and said,
I
want a peanut butter parfait.
Oh, my God.
And you weren't at a Dairy Queen.
And he was.
And I went.
What are you going to do?
You had to leave.
Might have participated in something that made me hungry for a peanut butter parfait and decided I'd rather. Okay, Kenny, you're great. The people are into it. There was tremendous people watching. But I found the nearest Dairy Queen to Target Field and was one of the greatest peanut butter parfaits ever.
I bet it was straight from heaven.
Oh, my God. Rod Stewart is no McCartney. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Susie, I would like to date you. If the other guy doesn't, I'm 40. I have autism. I don't drive, and I live with my mom. All right? Everybody offering to jump on in.
Oh.
Susie is funny and steals. Okay, yeah, we need to get back to this.
Why? I don't want to talk about it. I already confessed.
Okay, what did you steal?
What haven't I stole? Well, it was probably lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're making enough dough, you shouldn't still be stealing.
I don't know. It's a thrill. But I'm going to end up in jail, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're confessing.
I am, and it's fair that someone could knock on the door and say, listen, you owe us $8.99 for that.
Right. Dang. Susie just threw Al Shock under the bus. That was cold.
I didn't. You did. You said the right date for 1965.
Well, and then you added, Al Shock had the date wrong. I think just to be precise on the accuracy. No, it wasn't mean-spirited. I mean, calm down.
I know. People. Life's too short.
Did you see the Purple Rain show?
Yes.
And what did you think?
Well, I was one of the middle of the show viewers, meaning, you know, it kind of started out rocky,
yeah,
got a little better, and then it left. And now, I mean, I think it was too busy. That's how I felt.
Too much?
Too much going on.
I don't know. I love the guy. I saw him numerous times
in concerts.
At but it just
Avenue.
Didn't do a lot for me. Okay,
no.
We got these two real quick.
Okay.
All right. Mike in Minneapolis, you're on. Go ahead, Mike, with Susie.
Susie, I was going to ask Adam, but this is perfect because you're here. Did Harrigan base the Susie Jones jingle on the Conga del Fuego by Arturo Marquez?
I would say, number one, I have no idea who that is. Number two, I will defer to David Harrigan, who happens to be to my left here in the studio. And I will say, David, did that music inspire you to do the jingle?
No.
Susan K. Jones.
That jingle came from my heart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
I didn't lift anything from anyone.
All right.
Excellent.
All right, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Good job.
Yeah. Love you. Talk soon.
Nathan, go ahead. You're on.
Thanks, Chad. First of all, I love Susie Jones. really quick, I worked at CBS Radio 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
And I was a manager of the softball team. and recruited some fellow staff to play, and we were lucky enough that Susie joined us. Fast forward to a couple games into the season, and I had Susie the Whammer batting, I think it was first or second in the lineup. And after she hit the ball, she took one step, and Susie will have to refresh my memory, but your Achilles snapped, or did you tear it?
No, my top of my thigh, like, seized up, and that was it. I was done. I'm like, I'm out. I need a pinch runner. That's funny.
I thought it was much worse. I remember I drove my Jeep out onto the field to pick you up, and then somebody, I don't know if they drove you to the hospital or whatever. But
did you just go home or did you go to the hospital? Because if you just went home, you were milking it, Susie.
I probably just went home. I don't remember this, to be honest. This is my brain. I just had someone on dementia on Sunday on my health show, and I think I have it.
No, you don't.
I don't have a good memory of things, but thank you. I appreciate it. And did Jill Oliveira play on that team?
She did, and that's who I thought maybe drove you, and I don't know if just drove you home maybe. Or
that had to be the early 2000s, because I was just divorced. Yep. I lost tons of weight. I was kind of...
You were ready to mingle.
I was making the rounds.
Yes, you were. Susie the Whammer.
That's exactly right. It was the same year that the Twins played the A's in the playoffs. I think it was 2005 or 4. So,
but
anyways, I'm glad you're doing well, and love listening to you. And that's it. Thanks for having me on, Chad.
Absolutely.
That's a nice memory.
That was, and we didn't even get to David Joseph. David Josephson doesn't believe in Santa and tells his kids right away that Santa doesn't exist.
What?
Yes. Go take his children from him.
That is, why would he do that? Is that true?
Yes.
100%.
100%.
He told us yesterday.
Told us yesterday.
He
won't bring his kids to Santa. They don't engage in the spirit of Christmas that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a sick man.
He's a psychopath, right?
He's beast within.
But what he has that I don't have, and Dave doesn't have, a laptop from the station.
Oh, yeah, I got a laptop.
And you too. Who else has a computer from the station?
Just remember, during the pandemic, we all had to work from home.
Hello, I was working from home. At no point did I hear, hey, here's your laptop.
Well, we needed to produce news stories.
I needed to produce a three-hour radio show. I think
DJ
that's a little
was working
more
here.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to cut up tape.
Okay, we don't want to play this game because
this
total
is when Adam
total
and I would
amount
fight
of time
like crazy because I would have to tell them what to do with the story.
Yeah, we also had to take a pay cut.
Yeah, remember that?
That was fun.
Oh my god!
I'll just take what will we take instead?
Some of us
Dave?
Still are
what exactly? Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Most
although
of it hasn't
God
come
knows the laptop this place is providing.
You should see mine. I'm going to bring it in. You can look. It's very heavy.
It's like from the 1920s, and 17 people have owned it. That was adventurous. Thank you, Susie.
Our half hour together.
It won't be our last.
I hope not. I hope I'm well and get to live many more years and enjoy the show.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that. I was just meant more like, I'll see you at 1 o'clock. Not your butt to perish.
My swan song.
Hit the button.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This individual, Patrick DeHaan, who we've been talking to for a number of years, is the definitive person in this country on gas prices. He's quoted everywhere. He's pursued extensively, and we're lucky that he is kind enough to join us again today. Patrick, thanks for your time. Patrick, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with the most simple and relevant question. We'll get to some complexity later. Why are gas prices low right now?
Well, this all has to do with seasonality. Just as sure as the snow starts flying, gas prices start falling alongside. It has everything to do with the fact that, you know, I'm down here in Chicago, you're in the Twin Cities. It's just not as great to get outside when the flurries start to fly and when it gets this cold. You know, I don't really know that a lot of folks gravitate towards hitting Route 66 in the winter. That might be unusual, but a lot of us stay closer to home in the colder months. So that precipitates a decline in gasoline demand across much of the northern hemisphere, which leads to increased supply and lower prices. So, you know, what we're seeing right now, and I actually had to look it up, just to perspective, Twin Cities gas prices average $2.94. It feels terrific to be below $3. That is about 8 cents more than we were paying exactly a year ago. And a lot of Americans are kind of dealing with this. Some areas prices are lower than last year. Some they're a little bit more. All in all, the national average, 7 cents lower today than last year. So very close.
That is interesting because pointing out 8 cents higher. But again, and I saw you all over the place, there was a lot of Thanksgiving reporting that they were as low as they've been in 4 years. So put those two in perspective.
Well, you know, eventually things outside of politics work themselves out. And you know, we've been on the cusp here every Christmas for the last 3 years and Thanksgiving. We've been teetering on the edge of seeing the national average fall below $3 a gallon. But over the last 3 years, there's always been just something that comes up at the perfect time. Back in 2023, there was that extremely cold weather, sub-zero polar vortex that hit right at Christmas, and that froze a lot of refineries out, causing prices to stop before they fell below $3. Last year, we stopped just shy of the national average, falling below $2.98. This year, the extra oomph to get us here is because OPEC increased oil production. But as I mentioned, we're not far below the mark. You know, there's been a lot of political interference saying it's all policy, it's all this
mm-hmm.
and that.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the time, that is just noise. And I don't know about you, but, you know, regardless of politicians around me, I still live my life. I still have a job to do. That's kind of how oil markets look at it, too. They're still being balanced by supply and demand. Those two things, by the way, put them on a scale. Supply on one side, demand on the other side. Right now, that scale is tipping in favor of consumers. OPEC increasing demand, or excuse me, OPEC increasing supply has tilted the scale. That's why we're just a hair below last year.
Okay, we've covered this going back to Trump's first term, Biden, and now Trump. Any president wants to take credit, and this man will take credit and deny responsibility with the best of them. Does Donald Trump, his administration, his policies, including towards the Middle East, does the administration deserve any credit more than a typical president should get credit for the prices where they're at right now?
Yes and no. It's so convoluted. I know we've got just a little bit of time, but in the long run, every president overestimates the thanks he deserves and underestimates the fingers when they're pointed in his direction. And that's the case here. Now, the president has moved in a way that is friendly to oil prices, but most Americans think that that happens overnight. No, first of all, you know, drill, baby, drill. We've all heard about it. That's a policy, not a law. If I told you that the speed limit was a policy, how many people are going to listen to that? Not a whole lot, because you don't have to. Oil companies are going to do what is in their best interest, not the president's interest. And so eventually there will come a time when lower oil prices will cause oil companies to not drill more, but drill less. So at the end of the day, the long-term vision of the country, oil prices in 4 years, has a lot more to do with what the president is doing today. But the prices today are more a function of what has been happening, you know, more recently. Geopolitical tensions, OPEC, a lot of this. If you really want to point a finger and say thanks, you can say thanks to OPEC. But all in all, I mean, even OPEC, we're only down 7 cents from last year. That's not even having a huge impact.
This is Patrick Duhon. He is the best in this country. Follow him, Gas Buddy Guy. When you're talking about gas prices, he's the individual to go to. Okay, so why is OPEC following this particular policy, at least as of right now at 12:52 Central Time? Because clearly it can change very, very quickly and has many times.
I like the timestamp. I mean, because, yeah, the world does change, and nobody's got a crystal ball, myself included. OPEC, after kind of their current policy or their previous policy in 2023 did not yield any fruit. Back in 2023, that's, by the way, after the record-setting year. We all remember 2022, right, when gas hit $5. Mm-hmm. Well, oil prices eventually plummeted, because what happens when prices are high is it incentivizes additional production, which then pushes prices lower. So back in 2023, oil prices eventually tanked, and OPEC said, well, that's not any good. We're going to cut oil production. Well, it didn't really work, because the U.S. and Canada have been increasing oil production the last, you know, 6 years. So now OPEC went back to the drawing board. They said, well, our strategy didn't really work the way we thought, so let's try something new. And so that's what OPEC is doing. And, you know, to part of this, there's been a lot of people in my inbox saying, well, you know, President Trump, the Saudis, sure.
Yes.
You know, there right. could be a relationship change there, but it's impossible to know exactly what's happening in these back channels, right? We don't know the communication. We know President Trump overlooked the killing of MBS, which presidents are probably going to have a different stance on that. And sure, if the Saudis, you know, it goes back to the, if I rub your back, will you rub mine kind of thing. So maybe that's what the Saudis are doing. But there's a whole lot more members of OPEC than just Saudi Arabia, right? There's over a dozen different members of OPEC. They all have different agendas.
Okay, so let's stay with that, because I'm glad you traveled that way. For the folks who believe you're not giving Donald Trump enough credit, and they say, hey, Trump was able to put pressure on Bibi Netanyahu and to stop what was taking place between Israel and Hamas. The attack of Iran, which a lot of people thought could create cats and dogs living together and raise prices, so far outside of the quick response from Iran, that didn't do anything. This 100% looking the other way, I find deplorable, and not acknowledging the killing of Khashoggi. But I also remember Joe Biden interacting with MBS too, so it wasn't just Trump, but all those things in the Middle East where Trump deserves some level of credit, is that playing a part?
Well, I mean, in the long run, we don't know how long, and here's the difficulty of knowing this, because the people that say the Saudis are doing this for Trump, inherently those people also then think that the Saudis are doing better for Trump than they are by Saudi Arabians. Right, because the Saudis and higher oil prices lift the Saudi economy, right? That's the number one source of GDP in Saudi Arabia. So the people are saying that Trump deserves all the credit are also chronically believing that the Saudi Arabia, the king, would do what's in the U.S. interests ahead of his own citizens. And I would absolutely vehemently disagree. He wants to rub Trump the right way, you know, so that there's a relationship there. But I don't think the Saudi king is going to prefer what's best for U.S. motorists instead of his own constituents and citizens. So that's where you get into the weeds on how much of Trump is responsible for a shift in OPEC. You have to think that the Saudis still are going to do what's in their best interest, not what's in the best interest of the United States.
Last thing, I'm looking at one of your tweets from about 24 hours ago, where you were listing some of the lowest gas prices in states where a few were below $2, a number right around $2. Is that, if we're going to have the national average, which you talked about, just a shade below $3, is this typical where it would be, or is this a little atypical?
No, I mean, yeah, probably not down to $1.69. There are some price wars happening. So some of these, you know, typically when the national average is $2.92, you'll see individual stations that are anywhere from 50 to 80 cents a gallon below that, right? That's usually the cheapest station is about 80 cents a gallon below the national average. So that would put us in the low $2 territory. The stations in Colorado, it's an exceptional circumstance right now. Some of the nation's lowest prices today are $1.69. That has to do with the price war. It has to do with the fact that some of these retailers are new to the state of the Colorado, and they're trying to make a name for themselves. Plus, Colorado fuel, very much like the Twin Cities, we are in the interior of the United States. This gasoline that's produced in Minnesota, in Pine Bend, for example, now it can be put in a pipeline, but it can't immediately be exported in a way that's as easy as somebody in the Gulf or the East Coast or the West Coast to get rid of it. So a lot of the gasoline in the nation's interior can't be exported. So rather, it's sold at a discount, which is kind of what we're seeing in Colorado. You have new competitors that are making a name for themselves. You have refineries, a refinery in Commerce City, Colorado, that uses cheap Canadian crude oil at $47 a barrel today. And number three, the gasoline that's coming out into the market, there's nowhere to go with it. The only way to get rid of it, the only way for a refinery to keep having room to store new gasoline is to sell it, in this case, at a big discount. These retailers are probably not making any money at $1.69. They're probably selling at their cost, which is why we haven't seen them go down anymore over the last week.
Patrick, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Enjoy the day, and we'll reach out again soon.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Gas Buddy Guy on Twitter. Just Google a story. Google a story about gas prices in this country, and there's about a 98% chance.
Higher.
Bravo. And I don't know how we found him years and years ago, but it's great having him on because he's just straight facts, doesn't care about politics. When presidents deserve credit, he'll give them credit. And most of the time, he'll point out that presidents are not irrelevant to this, but nowhere near as important as they suggest. I'll stop talking right now.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9834. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9834. That's 800-575-9834. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
News Talk 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is traveling to Pennsylvania today. His chief of staff says she wants him to campaign like it's 2024 again. And the economy is still tops on the voters' minds. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
When you ask people about whether the U.S. economy is good, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. It's a roller coaster. And right now it's at 32%. When you ask for an approval rating of Trump's handling of the economy, he started out in March at 51%. And it really has plummeted to now 36%. And when you ask if Trump's policies are making grocery prices, how that's impacting grocery prices, 65% believe what he is doing is making the prices go up.
Trump has consistently blamed former President Biden for inflation. Conservative Supreme Court justices appeared today to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.